This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. If the polls are any kind of guide, Republicans are almost certain to pick up at least a few seats in the Senate this year. But to gain an outright majority, they need to win at least one state that usually votes Democratic. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, that state may be Washington.
Democrat Patty Murray was first elected in 1992 in an election that became known as the Year of the Woman. She ran as the Mom in Tennis Shoes, an image she still likes to evoke.
When I was wearing my old tennis shoes and running for the Senate many years ago, I promised to always fight for you.
But after three terms in the Senate, that image is beginning to wear thin.
Oh, Patty, we had such high hopes.
This TV ad started running this summer.
Then you wore your tennis shoes out on our backs. Small business, Washington families, and children.
Cue the close-up of those tennis shoes tramping on the back of a cute kid. The ad is the work of Washington, D.C.-based American Action Network, a conservative group that's targeting Democrats around the country as big spenders. But in Murray's case, that charge has extra punch.
The old school measurement of a good senator was how much pork you drug home.
Dino Rossi, Murray's challenger, says she's become addicted to pork, that she's too good at using her seniority to bring home federal projects. He'd rather cut the budget and lower taxes. Rossi made his money in commercial real estate, and for him, it's all about the private sector. Hardly a week goes by that Rossi doesn't hold a news conference involving a businessman, sometimes via conference call.
Sean, thank you very much for being on, and thank you for telling everybody how it works in the real world.
Rossi wants to extend the Bush tax cuts for everybody, not just for the middle class, as the Democrats prefer. He calls the wealthy job creators who deserve to keep the lower tax rates.
People can go chase the American dream, and then when they're successful, you don't punish them for their success.
Of course, this is all straight from the Republican Party's national talking points this election. And Rossi, who twice ran unsuccessfully for governor, is disciplined about sticking to those national themes. For instance, he usually refers to Obama's stimulus bill as the jobless stimulus.
The $1.2 trillion jobless stimulus.
It's a wording that's become standard template in Republican campaigns around the country.
The election of 2010 is the most centralized or nationalized campaign that we've seen, at least since 1994.
David Olson, a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Washington, says both campaigns have lacked substance. For instance, he says Senator Murray seems unwilling to defend the stimulus.
She very well could by pointing out that the difference between unemployment in the absence of the stimulus package, instead of being 10%, more likely would have been in the neighborhood of 20%.
Rather than wade into a complex economic argument about the stimulus, Murray has opted instead to paint Rossi as pro-Wall Street, based on his investment in a small local bank.
As a part owner of a bank, Dino Rossi wants them to continue to play roulette with our money.
Dino took Wall Street's dollars.
And Murray is also raising questions about the secretive conservative groups that are running attack ads against her.
Those ads out there that are paid for by who knows who on Wall Street or Airbus or Karl Rove, they're not telling you what Dino stands for.
The Murray campaign admits it has no actual evidence that Airbus is paying for those ads, just that it might be. But it never hurts to associate your opponent with Airbus here in the land of Boeing. Clearly, the Democrats are worried. They're bringing in the big guns for Murray: Bill Clinton, Vice President Biden, and First Lady Michelle Obama. And President Obama on Thursday will make his second visit on Murray's behalf. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.